with basic five. When you begin doing the basic five on a daily basis, it's the rhythm of the business. Review, attitude and knowledge. Review, goals and action plans. Review, retailing. Get that cash flow and BV regeneration. Review, prospecting, recruiting, sponsoring, process, right? It's all a process. We talked about it yesterday, about just having 30 or 40 friendships going on. Hello, 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 hello. You know. But it all comes down to the following. And this seems to be our biggest challenge. So today, I want to take on the responsibility of trying to simplify it for you and make it more of an enjoyment or a rhythm, so after you meet somebody, you're able to move them along the process. Remember, getting a new business partner into the business is one thing. Getting a new business partner in the business to do the business is another thing. And this is the best way that we can move forward. So let's think about specifically the duplication and the ABC pattern. Now remember, the success formula was what? Time, the quality time, growth through what? Duplication equals business volume, internet business volume, and money. Great, pretty easy. So if we look at recruiting, go now on franchise owners, what do we do with them? Well, I want to take you through this, but I want to talk to you about the stumbling blocks we learned along the way. You see, you have the opportunity to learn from those of us that have been around to do things wrong. And so we've done it enough times to be able to do it correctly. So we can save you time so that your success path is faster than ours. So the first thing is, we are not using the Getting Started Guide correctly or not at all. And that simply is the business plan for the first 4 to 6 months or an entire year, depending on the timeline of what we bring into the business. We're not using the products enough. Personally, we might be using 1 or 2 instead of 5 or 10. And we're not generating enough new customers. Customers are a good source for referrals and potential partners. We also have to remember that if you're going to register a partner, you got to do it right. You got to continue to work with them. Remember, your partners are the assets of your business. Remember when you heard Nora up here? She presented her team to you. It was so exciting for me to be in the back and seeing how each of the team members were friends and family, like they were happy to be together and excited to share the moments with you. But it was through the hard work and effort that brought them together. You might not be going to enough trainings, or you may not be implementing after the training, putting out there what you've learned. Maybe you're just not showing the plan enough. Hopefully this session will open up your eyes to a very simple way to show the first appointment and what we want to talk about. You might not be working in the coffee shops enough or in the offices. I realize that we don't necessarily do a lot of home business presentations in Hong Kong. However, there are many areas you can put groups, small groups together. And these are things that we've got to do on a regular basis. Are you buying your tickets in advance? It's famous, no tickets, no money. I don't know, I'm buying tickets. But in my mind, you better have at least one ticket, because if you don't have one ticket, that means you won't be in the seat. Well, I don't know why you're here today, but if you buy 3 tickets, every training gets better when you bring someone new. So when you bring 2 people to an event, you're able to go, hear that, loud, get that. Get seven going. But if you brought four people, you'd get some synergy going between the people. And then if you brought six people, you'd get some momentum. They'd be going, yeah. And if you bring eight people, if you bought nine tickets and you brought eight people, you would create critical mass. You might say, oh my goodness, Dennis, that's a lot of money. But so is what you will earn is a lot of money. And you got to be willing to pay the price to get it done. See, success is something you pay for in advance. Always is that way. We don't have silver spoons in this household here. We're working up. What makes me proud about Whitney is her mom and dad, they're successful. But guess what Whitney's doing? She's working. She's working the business. No gift here. And you think Nina is hard on her child? I do. Every time she doesn't do it quite right, she's going to be told about it. You may not be following up well enough, and we hope to cure that today. And not scheduling. Not scheduling, not planning. Ladies and gentlemen, that is so, so very important. Setting your schedule is critical so that this business doesn't take over your life. It can take over your life really quickly. But if you know when you work your business, and one of the keys to what I'm going to be teaching today is at a minimum, you need 2 3-hour blocks within your week so that you can book to the appointments, whether it be to show the plan or sell a product, do a product preview, do a home business presentation, but you've got to have the time slots. And they should be 48 to 72 hours apart. Because whenever we prospect, we want to get back in the follow-up within 48 to 72 hours. So the first thing you want to do is make sure you have those times that you can meet with people. The second thing, if I lived in Hong Kong, I would look for the best coffee shops that I could work within. How many can each coffee shop hold? Because I might start out with 2 or 3, but I might end up with 12 or 15. So I got to know where I'm going to go, to what store, what office, or whatever. So these are the things that are so important. 15 minutes there, 20 minutes there, 30 minutes here allows you to make the calls, look up information, learn about new sales aids and tools, find out which ones that you like the most. Okay? Follow-up and duplication. It comes in many sides of our business. The first thing is, when you have a customer, there's follow-up. Every first, second, I like to go first, third, seventh day, 14th, 21st day. Those are the calls that I like to make to my new customers. The first day is to make sure that they're using the product and they're using it correctly. The second day is that you're thinking about them and you're going to share a testimonial that you've heard or you've experienced. The seventh day is primarily sharing with them things that you've learned from other people taking the business and the encouragement that taking a product takes time to get the results. The same with the 14th and 21st. Then we have follow-up with our prospects, which is very important, covering in the recruiting section, and then the follow-up with our new business partners. So there's many areas of follow-up here. Now, again, the objective of the ABC pattern is to get the new one franchise owners to lead to prospects while demonstrating the best practices to build their business and create what? Duplication. Duplication. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about lead me to your people. It's not necessarily just the registration. It's about who do you know and who would it be that possibly might be the next director in your organization is so important. So what I wanted to do today was actually go through this process. So first of all, whenever you have a meeting, you always know if it's a success if you're able to book the next appointment. You got to get the follow-up. That's how you rate how good the meeting is. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I refer to as a desired outcome. I never make a phone call without a desired outcome, whether it be collect information, collect an appointment, sell a product. I'm going to have something that I want as a desired outcome. Next, you want to think about providing more information. We want to think about using products. All of these things, I'm going to show you how it fits in when you're working the ABC pattern. If you notice this diagram here where you have sponsor and then you will be my prospects, okay? And I am going to help you make a decision whether or not Market America, Market Hong Kong is the right decision for you to reach your financial goals. All right, does that make sense to everybody? Say yes. Yes. Okay, very good. I appreciate that, Anthony. All right. So, this is a scary, scary diagram. Is it scary to anyone? But we all want it, correct? We all want it, but it's scary because we're looking at it. Where do they come from? Where do these people come from? Like Joanne said, I didn't know anybody. Where would they come from? Okay, but somehow you found them. In fact, I got a question for you. Where did you come from? I mean, really? I mean, when you think about it, I don't think Anthony knew everybody in the room here, you know? But the bottom line is, we're all here. For some reason, good people find the right places to be in. So this is what we're going to work on. We're going to start it, and then we're going to talk about how to work from the bottom up. Okay? So, in simplest terms, we illustrate house to house. It could be coffee shop to coffee shop. It could be office to office. It could be coffee shop to office. Wherever you can find the space, that's what it comes down to. All right? And we work in training people through the three levels of people that we are looking to learn to meet. All right? So, bottom line, remember, it never works out perfect. All right? It's not like when you bake a cake, you always make a perfect cake, right? Not really. My wife doesn't. She does. Sometimes she does. But I'm sorry, honey. I like them whether they're good or bad. Okay. The point is that it never works out perfect. All right? So don't get discouraged if it's not perfect. All right? And you should duplicate through people who want to do the business. For some reason, we want it more for people than they want for themselves. It doesn't work that way. Unless you want to do all the work for them. And that's not what we're in business for. We're in business to teach leadership and push them away and become a leader. We're not in business to see how many people we can carry. It's heavy. We're in business to create leadership and new organizations, new levels of success. All right. Everyone to practice the rules of follow-up, the plan. You take your appointment book out and you're always booking. Now, the nice thing is, if you know when you work your business, then you know where to book to. Some of you get nervous. Well, if I only work on Tuesdays and Sundays, or Thursdays and Sundays, what if they can't meet? Well, look out for the next week or the next week. You can book a month ahead. You can book 2 months out. You don't have to book immediately. You can educate them for your first meeting. There's plenty of information for us to work with. You get so nervous, you're like a laptop on this. Boom, boom, boom. Please come into the business. Please, please, please. You don't have to be that way. You really don't. It's been referred to as that we have the cookie and people want the cookie. Then JR referred to it as we have the bakery and people want our goods, our cakes and cookies. So the good thing is to remember there's always an independent meeting. Could be a kitchen table, could be an office, it could be a restaurant. There are different degrees of followers. It's okay to follow up a one-on-one with a one-on-one. It's okay. You'd like to have maybe a two-on-one or three-on-one, but it's okay. There's different levels of interest. And make sure people that you're holding the meetings in the right way and following the system. So let's talk a little bit about duplication, and I'm going to take you through this process. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to go recruit somebody, a prospect. I'm going to take them through a first appointment, and then I'm going to set up the follow-up. And I'm going to continue setting that up for three levels, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to make that happen. Now, the most important thing is that I do the right things because I'm a giver. As a giver, I'm going to give all the information. As a taker, I just want to recruit somebody. I'm not a taker. Why? Because I want them to come into the business willingly and with urgency. All right? So that's what we're going to go through. All right, so now, I'm going to start off by going to the restaurant and meet with my client, okay? Are you in? Are you ready? All right, bear with me. Oh, here's my client right on time. Lauren, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know you're in business with the person, I appreciate this time. Please have a seat. Would you like some tea or coffee?
Coffee would be great.
Wonderful. Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for coming today. Without a doubt, I'm so excited about what's been happening. But tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I work long hours. I have my own business. I sell Australian properties to local investors and expatriates in Hong Kong.
Wonderful. And let me ask you something. If you had to do it all over again, would you still do the same business?
I would like the macro environment to be better. I really enjoy it. However, I'm looking for additional income or a backup plan.
So let me ask you something. Somebody that works so many hours, what do you do for fun?
It's very difficult. Time freedom would be great.
Time freedom would be something. Well, I have to tell you one thing because I am so excited. I'm a sales executive, but I've been working for the same company for 20 years. And I finally realized that it just wasn't working the way I had hoped it to work. My wife and I, we had such strong views about accomplishing so many things. So we decided to look in other directions to leverage our current position and look for potential ways to become more entrepreneurial. I don't know if you know this, but more and more people are owning their own businesses these days. And there's a big boom in technology, I'm sure. And of course, the shopping online has been going wild in the US. So after spending lots of time and energy, we found, I think, the best business that we're on our way to replacing the income that took me 20 years and then moving past it. So we're very excited.
Congrats.
Yes, absolutely. So let me ask you something. I'm going to show you my business, okay? Can I take you to my business?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to pull it over here on my mat because it's really nice. I'm going to put my glasses on because I can't see as I used to. I know we have a problem for that, I believe. So let me just show you here. I'm going to take you to my location right here. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm doing is I'm just showing my business location from my office in English. And I don't do a very good left-handed mouse, but I'm going to just work the loop right here. What I love most about this is that it allows me to do some shopping online, saving money and earning at the same time. Do you do any shopping online?
Yes, I do.
Do you have favorite stores that you shop?
Shop online mostly for grocery and organic products.
Wonderful. Some of the things that I fall in love with here are I'm a big lunch guy, and we've got a great lunch store. And I also work at hotels.com, and I travel a lot.
I travel a lot,
yes,
to Australia.
Making cash back and actually contributing to commission trips, it's quite nice. But what's nice about this is it's always being updated. My partner, which is like a Hong Kong, OpenShop.com, and basically I partner with them, and they call me to keep my site current, and we do market research. In fact, we have our own brand of products, and I wanted to show you this specifically. These brands right here, Isotonics, Mobile Cosmetics, High Health Living, these are the products that we brand that make the most money. So should you become a partner, you would want to know where the most profit is in business with you. Okay. The other thing that I like about this offering is that we're able to, number one, get the best prices, we can get better prices, we can also go and there's so many really good answers. In fact, I'd like to invite you to a session that my good friend Mark Ashley is coming up soon to talk about to show you more benefits. And in addition to this, we give you complete management to this. So that's really nice. So I'm very excited about that. You can see that someone busy like us would need something very virtual to be able to deliver all the things that we're looking for.
Yes.
So, before I show you what I do, I would love to make an assumption with you. I would love to assume that what I showed you is going to work for you.
You can assume that, and I definitely want to know more.
Okay, good. So, before I get started, what amount of income on top of what you currently earn would put you on a monthly basis where you're going to be financially in 5 years? On a monthly basis?
I would be happy with $5,000-$6,000 per month. More than what I have now.
Okay, so it's about $50,000 or $60,000 Hong Kong dollars?
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. What would you do with the additional money?
I would like to spend more time with children, travel more for leisure instead of work.
Okay, and by accomplishing that, how would you feel about that?
Feel excellent.
You would feel
amazing every day.
That's great. Well, I want to assure you what you're looking for. We have many people that have been successful at earning that type of income. And you know, the nice thing is what I said. Never know what's going to happen. So, the interesting thing about that is that I can see that happening to many people for that long. So I do want to show you how the business works. What I'm going to do, what I'd like to do, is I'm going to show you the 5 steps on how we earn in the business. And I think if you understand how we earn, it's going to help you tremendously in basically moving forward and getting more information. So now, coaching board, what I've done is I went to the Hong Kong presentation and I only show the 5 steps of earning. I know that she wants an extra 50,000 Hong Kong dollars or 60,000 Hong Kong dollars, and that tells me it's professional coordinator. I know that I have to show her enough to meet her goals. I am not interested in showing her more money. Just want to show her what she wants at this time. So now I'm just going to go through this. And this is the one thing that's 5 steps to come. So the first thing that we can look at is you literally can come in for no money, but it's too much like traditional retail and retail business. I'm going to recommend you work with residual income so that we can get that $50,000 coming in each and every month.
Sounds good.
Now there is a startup cost. Now, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, I am just going through this. I'm not going to go through this presentation, but it's the 5 steps, and I'm going to take her up to the 1 step. So real quickly, I'm going to take you through how to create volume to our market, to the shop online. I'm going to talk to you about how to develop a client base, how to qualify your business. In addition to a fast start kit, I'll teach you about expanding distribution, and then I'm going to show you how to make more. Okay. So that's for that. So we're going to assume this is now finished. Okay. So let me ask you something. It's pretty exciting, isn't it? I can already see you traveling and playing with the kids more.
I can see that too.
Well, let me ask you something. What do you like best about this program? I mean, I know you do something.
Right. I like the fact that there is a possibility of making that much more money in 2-3 years' time, and it's residual. That word really strikes me.
You know, it's the best thing that we've ever done. I can model this up anymore. But, you know, I know that it's hard to understand everything the first time through it. It took me 3 or 4 times to go through it. And so I do want to provide you some information. But before I provide you information, I'm interested in between 1 to 5. 1 million interest, 5 million interest, where would you rate yourself as far as interest?
I say right now I'm about
invitation to Bill to be a moving board. And this is our founder and CEO, Jay Alain. I think it's a powerful vision of the states, and I'd love you to go through this. I know it's in English and Spanish and also in Chinese, so we offer a lot of different languages here. The other thing I want you to look at as we go through this is I want you to look at the different products that we offer, and I think it's important in the success stories. We have several people who come from the real estate travel industry that are making very big. These are some of our top earners in the company. I think you'll find this very, very interesting.
Okay. Thank you.
The best thing that I like about partnering with MyAmericanShop.com is that they've actually been financially strong, and their management team has been together for 25 years. And, you know, when you start looking deep into this company, unlike so many companies out there, they have 90 consecutive years of growth. That's been pretty impressive. There's another thing that I want you to have is I have something called a flip chart. And the flip chart will highlight what we went over today. So if you want to review this lady, that's going to be very important. But I think what's really cool is I want to introduce you to this lady named Nina Hale. And Nina Hale,
she knows me.
Yeah, she does. She's working on, this is our company magazine, and it features her. She just hit this amazing number of $63,000 to $79,000 in a 4-week rate cycle.
That is impossible.
Yes, it is. But you know what? When you start with giving you exactly what you want, you can do some more goals. You'll find some wonderful stories in here, so I think that would be great for you. I don't want to overload you, but I want to talk to you about credibility. We'll learn more about that. Business journals. This company has really done well by a lot of people. So that's really important. Now, the other thing I want you to know is next Thursday or Friday, I'm checking. I'm just saying this. Next Friday, we have a UDP at our Hong Kong Training Center. And I'd like you to mark that in chat. I would like you to mark that in calendar. So please make a note of that. Some of the other things that I want you to think about as we go along, part of the qualifying part of this is primarily trying some products. And I know we were talking about some power products, and I'd like to make a recommendation. I'd like to make a recommendation is we have a Marcus Allen product, and now, the next few days, I'd like to sell you 6 packets for just 100 Hong Kong dollars, and this will allow you to join this great product for the next 6 days.
Okay. So, 1 packet a day.
Yeah, 1 packet a day, okay. Which means 6 to 8 ounces of the product.
All right.
Just $100, very affordable. Would okay. You agree?
Yes.
Over 200 nutrients a day. Great. And so many people, I owe anything from here to here, it just makes you feel better. Okay. So that's important. So now that we're talking a little bit more, do you have any questions?
Well, I would like to know more about the business, but I have a lot of reading material. So let me go home, digest it, and we can meet again.
Well, I think that would be a good idea, but what's even better, you're probably thinking of 3 or 4 people that you think would probably like something like this, or like additional income, is that correct?
Yes, more than that, actually.
Well, I do have some time on Thursday or Sunday, whichever you prefer. We can get together. There's a Starbucks not too far from here. And it'd be great to invite maybe 2 or 3 of those people.
Yep, how about next Sunday?
Next Sunday, fine. Is 3 o'clock work?
3 o'clock works.
Good. Now, I'm going to tell you one more thing. Based on that, when you call your friends that you're thinking about, just tell them that you met with me and you see a business model that you're interested in, and you think it could be good for you. And you'd like them to evaluate the business with you because you value their opinion. And that's really all you need and to take an hour of your time. Okay?
Sure.
All right, so next Sunday, 3 o'clock.
Yep.
And we'll get together at Starbucks.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So
nice. Yes. Okay. Nice to meet you. Thank you for the call.
Some of their friends. So it's Thursday, Wednesday, now Sunday comes around. So now here comes Lauren, and lo and behold, she has 3 friends coming. Okay. Well, tell me more. Who are your friends? Let's introduce them to you real quick.
This is Rose. This is Calvin and William.
Hello. Thank you so much for coming. Lauren has been really excited based on what we're looking at. We're looking at adding another business on top of the business to get her financially where she wants to go. And in your words, what do you think, you know, from what you saw the first time? You know, what do you share up front with everybody? And first, thank you for coming. What would you like to tell them before I start talking about what you do?
Well, based on my first meeting with Dennis, it seems like this business has real potential and a promise that it will make a residual income if we work on it. So, and it's an online business that you can start with part-time. So I think it's a real opportunity that we come here and listen to Dennis again.
Okay, well, Lauren, that's really good. You picked up a lot of the information. We saw that you went through the literature. That's good. Well, thank you so much for coming here. And I want you to feel very comfortable. I've been an franchise owner for the last 3 years, and it's been really exciting for my wife and I. We're starting to accumulate more income coming in. But what I wanted to talk to you about was the reason why I decided to start another business. My real job, I'm a sales executive for a company, but I'm not getting to where I want to be financially, so I decided to identify my business and my workers. I looked at so many people that are becoming entrepreneurs, they're going into distribution using internet technology, this online shopping craze. Do you guys shop online these days?
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it? Well, I've learned how to tap into that and monetize that online shopping into a business that I can do with my home. And so when I met Lauren, and she told me that she was basically interested in earning additional income, so she had full-time freedom, we felt this was a good fit. You're here today because you may or may not be interested, but she values your opinion on what we're going to show you. Okay? Wonderful. Good. You have any questions? You look like you want to talk.
It's okay with me.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to go through primarily things that we're going to talk about, and that would be Market Hong Kong and Shop.com. We're going to basically talk about the different things that we offer. I'm going to show you my location online. I'm going to tell you which stores I'd like to shop from. I'm going to show you where the basic profits come from, the best profits. And now I'm going to ask each of you, is there, you know, this works for you. What about your income? I just want to think about this. What about your income on top of what you currently earn on a monthly basis would be good for you?
Maybe 15,000 Hong Kong.
Okay, great. That's a sweet spot, yeah. How about you, Calvin?
100,000.
100,000 for you. Okay, that's fine. Rose, how about you?
80,000.
80,000 for you. Okay, now ladies and gentlemen, think about this. If you're going to ask the question, you need to know that once he hits the 100,000 mark, that's a national supervisor coordinator, and that's going to be 2 centers. So when I show this business plan, I'm going to show 2 centers, not just one. I'm going to go into the 3 BBCs and show how one more lane will take them to their number. Now, the nice thing is Laura doesn't know that it can go higher. Okay? So that's going to entice her. So I'll go through the presentation. So now, I'm looking around here, and Calvin's looking excited. You know, like, you're excited, be excited.
Very excited.
I'm good. Calvin, what did you like best out of the plan that you saw?
I like the products and online shopping, and also the income we can make.
Okay, cool. Rose, how about you? Anything that stood out to you?
I'm interested in, because I used to say the part-time, but some history we can improve my part-time.
Wonderful. And how about you, sir?
For me, I'm tired of my daily work. I really want to have my business.
Right, I hear you. Well, so many reasons why we can get this done. I just want you to know, I know you couldn't understand everything the first time. All the notes, if you understood it, you'd be a lot smarter than me. Because it took me 3 or 4 times to watch it again. But you'll probably need information if I have that for you. The other thing that I want you to know is that next Friday there is a special presentation being done at Market Hong Kong, and I think you'll really like the speaker that's going to be there. Is it Anthony? It's Calvin. It's William. We heard this guy. get you, but that's okay. All right. Now, the biggest thing to remember is I want to get you more information at this point. Okay. You're okay. If I get that, I know that's not a good day for everyone, but if you can, that'd be good. But Calvin, let me ask you something. You're probably thinking of three or four people, you know, and it might be interesting looking at that. You know, I've got Thursday and Sunday available. I'm going to get you to work for you. We can all get back together and we can go through this again.
Sunday's better.
Sunday's better. So next Sunday, same time, 3 o'clock?
Okay.
Are we good with the meeting here at the Starbucks?
Yes.
Wonderful. Hey, listen. In fact, Walter, if you have somebody you'd like to bring, Sam, you can. One with Sam and you. But listen, invite them to friends. Just invite them and let them know you saw something that you found was interesting. And you really just wanted to get their evaluation. They may or may not be interested, but it'll be a fun hour, and who knows, maybe there'll be someone who'll be interested in it. One other thing that I wanted to know, part of the qualifying thing, oh, by the way, Calvin, on a scale from 1 to 5, where would you rate your interest? 5 being very interested, 1 not so interested?
4.
4, wonderful. William, where would you place your interest level?
5.
5, Lord have mercy, that's good. All right. How about you, Rose?
3 to 4.
3 to 4. Okay, you're still not convinced. Need more information. That's good. You know, hey, listen. I was one of the worst people. I told my sponsor no like 50 times. You know, in fact, at the point of being like, listen, please don't call me anymore. Again, I understand that. Now, part of the qualifying thing is to really try something. You know, I'm going to recommend one of my flagship product lines. Are you excited? How do you feel about my health? Is it helping you with it?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what they all say that health begins with the stomach level of your gut? I've got an amazing product called digestive enzymes. And these digestive enzymes are on special right now. Like 250 Hong Kong dollars. You can buy 90 servings of these digestive enzymes. They're delicious. And I will get some samples out there for you. But think about how you might get you started. Or we have another option. We have an option of aloe vera in the packet, so you can return a piece of that, or as little as $100. Okay? So is there any interest in the digestive enzymes? What do you want?
I'm taking
aloe. Aloe? Okay.
I like the digestive enzyme. I need it, actually.
You need it? Okay, good. Well, so just... maybe you want a sample. I'd like to give you samples, but I don't give things away. I'm going to be a text. How about that? No. Usually, ladies and gentlemen, here's the point. You may consider giving a sample, but remember, if you give a sample, is that duplicatable? All right? It's not necessarily duplicatable for people to just give out products for people to use. So you have to be conscious of that, because what you started when you started caring. So if you're going to do something, you can do something like, I can give you this product as my cost, plus 10%, which is what I'm talking to do, and pay for this one. All right, if you like it, we'll give you another discount for your next one. Okay? And we'll do something else. But I'm going to try to work on a product at this point. Now also, I just want you to know, this is exciting. You know, let me ask you, William, you know, with the additional income, how's your life going to change? What are you going to do with your money?
If you bring difference, I will find my boss immediately.
You would fire your boss, okay. All right, great. Calvin, how about you? You're pretty fired up here.
Yeah, I just want to quit my job.
Okay, take a little vacation. All right, wonderful. Okay, so here's what we got going on. We're going from here, Sunday, we're going to get back together. This coming Friday at the training center at Westmont, we have a unique event that starts at 8 p.m. I'll give you that information on Sunday. We'll be back at Starbucks here, and I will call you soon. Thank you for your time. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. So now, wow, Laura's pretty good. She brought 3 people. Got one that can come back with some friends on the following Sunday. We've got interest in bringing people to UPB. Ladies and gentlemen, did you ever wonder how you get people to be your guests at UPB? You've got to be able to show them the business, at least the introduction to follow up with getting to the UPB. So now Sunday is coming on. It's been been Friday, Calvin came, William came, you know, Laura came, but we didn't get brunch. Make it. So now it's Sunday, so now we're here at Starbucks, and we're coming out of work. Yeah?
And a lot of friends.
Yeah, and Calvin, did you bring any friends with you?
Yeah, I'm bringing some friends with you. Hi, come on.
Come on, friends. All right, there's our friends. Okay. Thank you for coming. I appreciate you spending time with us, Morgan. Let us know who you have here as a guest.
I have Mommy, Calvin, William, Calvin, Esther, Lillian, and Calvin.
Wonderful. Thank you for spending time. Calvin, you know, before we get started, what are some of the things that you're excited about for your friends to hear?
Yeah, last week I came across a website, shop.com, and cashback from the online shopping, so I think it's pretty cool. So I just asked Dennis to come over and talk about it.
So again, what you see here is from the sponsoring of working with my prospect. I got an A level coming to the first meeting, and now I look for the number one recruit in that second, and that A level to bring in that B level. Alright, so the blue represents the B level. Now what I'm trying to do is continue to expose the business, helping Lauren, when she decides to come in, to basically come in activated, or at least starting with several people right from the beginning to get her really going and start with the business. I'm going to go through the same kind of representation. We're going to talk about some of the things that we'd like to change and what we're considering. I'm going to talk about my 2-minute commercial, my why. I'm going to also go back and share and ask Laura to tell her what she's interested in doing, why Calvin's interested. I could help on William, but I'm going to make it a very friendly environment. Now, I'm going to show them the site. Now, once again, we'd be on the table, and I would use my laptop and take it through my storefront, my shop.com storefront. Then, at the right time, we would talk to each individual and say, what kind of things you'd like to improve financially in your life, and then I'm going to show you what you get. Now, the one thing you have to remember is as you go through the plan, you're seeing Lauren seeing it now for the third time, one with me, one with Calvin, now one with William and Mandy and other teammates. So now she's starting to get an understanding of how the flow of the business actually works. But ladies and gentlemen, none of these people are in the business yet, although I've got people buying product, I have people on product. For me, using product is part of the qualifying part of the ABC pattern, in addition to seeing the plan. It's important because ultimately what? They've got to sell products and have customers. So in this case, we go through everything. I'm going to now look for the most excited customer. Oh, Mandy, I see you're very excited about what you sold today. Tell me what you like best.
I like the online shopping and the products.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And you know, isn't it nice to see that you can do enough for other people to learn the company, coming back to on top? Wonderful. And let me have your microphone one second. What did you like best?
I like the digestive enzyme.
You did? Okay. Who told you about those? Did you hear that from Calvin?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. And how about you? The system. Okay. Wonderful. And yourself?
I like the extra money.
Wonderful. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I make sure I ask everybody what they like best. If I get somebody that doesn't look real happy, I feel very comfortable. You may not, but I feel comfortable. Let's just say, what do you think you don't like the most of what you see? I might ask them, is there something that you feel that you love, something that you don't think is right, or what do you don't like? I might go into that. Okay? Now, the reason is, if I see that or feel that, I want to take it away in front of everybody so when they leave, I don't get the negativity going to the other people. So I'm going to confront it up front and say, is there anything that you're challenged with? You know, you've got to say it correctly. correctly, you know, some of the terminology that you work with. So now I've got Mandy over here, I've got interest over here, I'm going to give you the microphone, Mandy, and based on what you want and how you feel on them, you're probably thinking of two or three other people that would be interested in seeing this business. Is that true?
Yes, that's
absolutely
true.
Great. Well, I'm available Thursday or Sunday, staying consistent with my schedule. Thursday or Sunday, we can get together for an hour at the coffee shop.
Sunday's good.
Sunday's good. Okay, so once again, next Sunday is 3 o'clock, same time works. Okay, thank you very much. Oh, and by the way, we have a special. For those of you that are here new, we have a special. We have an isotonic capable calcium supplement. Oh my gosh, it tastes so good. And we all need calcium. It's such a great buy. Only $170 Hong Kong dollars for 90 servings. It tastes delicious. Try it. So, you know, I'd love to make it up, right? So again, are there any takers for my calcium product? It's great. It's platinum qualifying then. Okay. Good. We also have digestive enzymes, so you may want to give the digestive enzymes too. But one of the other is good. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you. I have more information for each of you. Oh, and by the way, at our Market Hong Kong office on Friday night, we have somebody showing the UVP. Now, everybody understand, if you're in Hong Kong, you've got a UVP every week that you can book to, so use it. Use it. All right? So I'll see you next Sunday. Thank you. I'll give you all a call, and we'll make it happen. Okay, good. Thank you very much. Today, I would love your help. We have so many people. some of the business equipment today, if you mind.
Okay.
Okay, and since we've been together now a few times, it was really today, and let everybody know the reason why we really decided to look at this business.
Okay. I have been working very hard for my own business, but ever since I met Dennis, he introduced me to this platform called markethongkongshop.com. It opened another opportunity for me to run a new business at very low cost, and it has a 2 to 3 year plan. If you work hard on it, then you can receive a residual income, and this is very attractive to me for someone who's worked so hard and long hours. I want to have some financial freedom and have more income for my retirement. So I am very happy to see all of you here, and Dennis will go through the plan with you.
Okay, thank you very much. So again, it's really good to have each of the team members that have brought guests. Now again, after she started, I'll come back over to Kelvin. And Kelvin, you know, it's great to have you back again. I'd love for you to share why you're coming back here to look at this business.
Because last week when I go through the plan, things really make sense. So I just think it would be great for Dennis to explain to you that the plan can make money by the online shopping and travel.
Okay, great. And Moni?
I really like the product, and I think it really helped improve my health. And on top of it, you know, I can use my part-time to build up a business, and it will be good for my retirement.
Great. And what products did you try this past week?
I tried the Alo.
Okay, wonderful. Good. And it tastes pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes. Excellent.
So much good luck for you. Well, thank you very much. And I just want you to know the reason that I first started looking for a business because as a sales executive, I was not happy with my current income. But I really did need to look outside and see what was available. And you know, today, so many people are becoming entrepreneurial. And with distribution, as long as there's people who are going to buy something, technology advancements, and online shopping, wow, there's just a huge opportunity. I'd like to show you our location. This is the HongKongShop.com site. This is where I operate on my business. My favorite stores are Hotel.com. I like to also buy watches, so we have some exclusive hotels. I like the sportswear. I've met all the deals in the world. Here's where the most money is made, through our own brands. You need to know this if you're going to consider the business, because this is where it all starts. The highest profit margin, the highest commission margins, that's what you want to pay attention to. All right, so let's see how we earn income. Now I'm going to go into the 5 steps again. So at that point, we just start going. Okay, go ahead. You have a question? Okay, that's fine. All right, so now I'm going through this and I'm looking for the person that's most excited about the business once again. And I'm probably saying, Kawhi, tell me what did you like most about what you saw today?
I like shopping and share, so I think it's bad, it's work. And I also like to help other people, so it's plan also to help other people to success, and I also can success. I like it. So I want to join.
You want to join?
Yeah.
Now there's a problem. She wants to join. Oh, Lord. Okay. Everybody stop. You got to keep your composure. Thank you very much. So now I'm coming on the line. Okay, we got it. This is great. Listen, but we have a little bit of a challenge. Kawhi wants to get started in the business, and now it really depends on who is going to sponsor her role in me or should we do it.
Of course, it's me.
It's going to be you. Okay, so we're going to have to put you into your own franchise business. Okay, so just hold tight. Talk to the team here while I go and talk to Calvin. Calvin, something good is happening that I don't know. Monty wants to come into the business, and I don't know whether I should sponsor her or should you sponsor her.
Me.
Okay. All right. So you better come into the business. Oh, unbelievable. How are you doing here, Rose? Are you starting to feel more comfortable? I mean, this is pretty exciting when you're part of the team.
I think I should try.
You should try, too. Okay, well, I'm going to show you that a team like this is going to be fun and we're going to get things done. going to come down to you, Lord, because everything started with you, and I know now the captain's in the business, and he's going to be helping everybody. Who should be sponsoring? I know you haven't made your decision yet, but can I sponsor Kevin, or should you?
You have to sign me up first. Without me, you don't get to know.
Take a look at this. This is a matter of about 3 to 4 weeks of work. All of these individuals will be down one organization from the Lord. However, it's going to create a wonderful common way. Now, in the process, I'm immediately, because I'm a certified executive coordinator, I'm immediately going to make this recommendation. Number one, I'm going to send an email from Partner Now. So I can send an email to everybody who wants to join. They can sign into the business with the Fast Start Kit, and then Martin and I can place everybody in the areas that are supposed to be placed. We can consult with Calvin, we can consult with Bonnie, and make all of the sponsorships happen in 1 week, which is really good. Now, at the same time, as a certified executive coordinator, I'm bringing everybody together. I'm going to rent the training room over like in Hong Kong, and I am going to start teaching the Nuon franchise owner training as well as the basic five, and take you through the registration process and reviewing of your back office and your online shopping sites. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how simple it can be. This is just working part-time with two set times to work together. I want to thank everyone who participated. Thank you very much. Give them a hand. They're awesome. Thanks, Dean. I appreciate it very much. Okay. So, without a doubt, there's an opportunity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of ways you can do this. That was just doing it without anybody personally sponsoring. I could have personally sponsored Lauren and then gone with Lauren working with Calvin and then identifying the people. The biggest thing to remember, the people are the asset. The people are the asset. If you get people, work with the people. It's not just recruiting. It's not just the registration. It is how fast can you get to the 10 customers? How fast can you get them activated? How fast can they earn that first commission check? Commissions are belief. Retail sales are belief. Personal use is belief. Their why is belief. And we've got to show them ways to make that happen. All right? So good. Just a couple things. Once you're building one organization, you would now go in underneath and continue building. But you may be so excited, you may start your other side of your organization and do the exact same thing so that you have two organizations working at once. As you work, listen carefully, as you work the other organization, you can leverage your time by working multiple geographic locations or organizations at the same time. It builds more momentum for you. So working a combination would be, if we had Lauren on one side and Karen on another side, we would also have meetings on Thursdays and Sundays, but we would invite both organizations to bring people to those gatherings, those home business presentation or coffee shop business presentations, and it's great going forward. What I've learned, and I am living proof, Nancy and I are living proof, that our organization would not be as big as it is today if it wasn't for the GMTSS and if it wasn't for people working together. And I know Nina would feel the same way. Everyone would be feeling the same way. James, I know you would be. People help people, but we got to get them put together and we got to get them on the right track, and that's important. You can also work combinations at all events, like here, for those of you that are in higher PIN levels. I know you have multiple legs here. For you that are just starting, you might have just one organization here, but hopefully you have both organizations here. If you don't have at least two of your organizations here, make a firm commitment to have both organizations here in leadership. You've got 6 months to build. And if you don't believe that, then what are you doing here? Okay? You can do this business and you've got to make it go out. A perfect organization looks like this. You want to have organization so you can leverage your time in building. You've got experts in each major, and you will never have to worry about market swings. And I'll tell you what else you won't have to worry about. Because everybody's going to be earning income. You don't have to worry about companies coming in and taking your people. And that's the most important thing. Get your people paid, and you don't have to worry about anything. But if people aren't doing what they're supposed to, they're not going out, so they should not be on your focus. You focus with the people that do the business. That's the most important thing. You have the control over your business. Remember that. It controls your success, your growth, your progress, and timing. Ladies and gentlemen, I was very fortunate to have Go Now people in this organization. They exist. They exist. I consider you Go Now people in this organization. So where do I want to take you from now? Where are we going for your ongoing success? First, always be a product of the product. Master the shopping annuity. Take the shopping annuity assessment. It's so, so very important. Maintain a minimum of 10 customers. I challenge you, if you don't have 10 customers, if you're not servicing a minimum of 10 customers every month, I challenge you to get that done, and your cash flow will start rolling and the BV will be going up. You'll hit that, and more people shopping and everything else. Get out and show the plan at least once, just once per week. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to make that financial return, you've got to show the plan. I cannot tell you, it's so critical. Continue to work in the homes, the coffee shops, the offices, the one-on-ones, two-on-ones, and personally sponsor two new business partners per quarter. And as your business grows, stay in communication and continue with working with your team. You want to focus to master unfranchising. I'm going to say it again. I'm so proud of this pin, and I'm so proud of the people that wear these pins in this room. It's because I know they do what we do. And you should be doing the same thing to get to where you want to be. Also, you'll have partners to work with. Attend a minimum of one training per month. I don't think that's too much, one training per month. I think without a doubt, the annual convention at leadership schools are a must. That's where you're getting the best information from the best growers in the company. And then you want to attend the duplication and buying and selling tickets of the current and future events to the events we're talking to. So again, this really sets up what our founder and chairman has always said. Lead by example. You must succeed so other people can realize their dreams. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you one more time. I said it the first day. I said the only thing better than your dream coming true is to be able to share that dream with many people. And we have that ability, and every one of you can have exactly what you want. So I'm going to finish my last presentation with you for this convention by talking about The Last Laugh. This is a book that I'm currently working on and writing with a partner that I play professional football with. This picture hangs in the Hall of Fame of Canton, Ohio, where the National Football League honors the people that play in the league. We call this the Victor's Code. And when we talk about the last laugh, we don't mean about putting it in somebody's face. We're talking about the last laugh that you set your sights on something big for you to accomplish, and you accomplish it in spite of the naysayers that have come into your life and said you can't do it. But you did it and found a way to do it. So here's seven words that will always keep you in the right direction. For everyone here who wants to accomplish something very special, and to get that last laugh, the first thing you start with is a vision. You have to see yourself at a place where you want to be. A vision is critical to set goals and action plans for anyone who does anything in their life. The ability to see something very powerful is a vision without action is a daydream. Action without vision is a nightmare. I said this about many of you work and you're not getting to where you want to be because you don't have the vision of where you want to be. So you're just out there running on a treadmill and not knowing where you're going. Have that vision. See yourself. Believe that you deserve to be wherever that vision takes you. The second thing is vitality. Vitality is the life force, the ability to live. You have to keep yourself conditioned. You have to be healthy. You have to be where you can be physically to go through what it takes. is so, so very powerful for each and every one of you to remember. Stay healthy. The TLS lifestyle is a healthy lifestyle. The beautiful health and nutrition products that we offer. Getting your body where it needs to be. The next word, the third word is vigor. Vigor is what we put in our mental strength. The ability to thrive and survive in environments that may not be so positive. The people that are naysayers in your life will come into your life and say, it can't be done. This is where you mentally overcome those people and the naysayers or the dream stealers. So vigor is critical in life. Remember, energy is contagious, positive and negative. Alike, be mindful of what and who you allow in your space. This is our space. This should be nothing but positive energy. This should be, like if somebody was looking in this room, there should be this glow coming out of this room because we know where we're going and that's a beautiful thing. We have the right vigor. We have the right mindset. The next word is valor. Valor is so, so very important. It's possessing exceptional courage and determination. The days that you don't feel like getting it done, you're getting it done. It really comes down to it. Don't feel like it, but you get it done. You think it's easy being an entrepreneur? No, no. It takes a lot of work to overcome all the obstacles in your way. Some people say, and I believe, that success is measured by the obstacles you overcome. I live like a Spartan, and Spartans do not ask how many are the enemy. They just want to know where they are. I live to eat challenges for breakfast. I just love a challenge. Why? I was groomed in the last 25 years with a man who lives on challenges. He's the man who taught me that if you can't do something, and this is really good, if you can't do something, then you know exactly why you can, so get it done. That's powerful. Those are the kind of words that really takes you to the next level. Next, vehemence. This is not a normal word for most people. Vehemence is showing sign of great energy and passion. For me in life, you gotta be passionate. If you're not passionate on what you do, how can you do it? Then you're just going through the motions? That's not living. Shoot. You gotta be passionate about what you do every day. I'm passionate about creating the economy of the future. I'm passionate about our message of turning spending into earning. I think that's right. I think this is the right reason to do business, and we help people along the way. So we gotta believe when your desires are strong enough, you will appear to possess superhuman powers to achieve. Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill was something that J.R. referred to in the video after lunch. And when you think about it, you can be whoever you want to be when you're ready to get it done. It's just a matter of getting out there. I talk about it with women. A woman on a mission is just unstoppable. A person on a mission who has a clear vision is unstoppable. So vehemence is very important. Passion. You know why? When you show the plan, you should actually have it come out of your pores. People say to me, when I say, what do you like most about the plan? They look at me and say, you really believe that, don't you? And I say, you better believe it. Not only do I believe it, I've lived it the last 25 years. And you know what? That makes a big difference. The next word is veracity. Veracity, the habit of speaking the truth. I hint around givers and takers. You know, it's not easy to tell people the truth. I mean, we don't want to tell them what they have to do to be successful in this business because we're afraid, quite frankly, to be able to be honest in what it takes to get what you want. It at least lays the groundwork for what's real. So veracity is very important. The ability to speak the truth and ability to bring people to another level. Honesty is more than just not lying. It's the truth of living and the truth of loving. And you know, when you start thinking about all these things, it's starting to come together. We talk about vision. We talked about vitality. We talked about vigor. We talked about vehemence. We talked about valor. We talked about veracity. But ultimately, what are we looking for? Victory. We're looking for victory in the vision that we saw. The accomplishment of an aim. And ladies and gentlemen, here's what I learned. In my life, I've had a lot of victories. And victory isn't the end. A victory is the beginning. And it's a confidence builder of what you have to give to people to get to another level of success. You have that power. For you not to use it with the vehicle that you have, what you care about people, it's a shame. The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. And I will say this, right now. Building this unfranchised business, I wanted to quit multiple times. I woke up to find another day, and I was really happy that I did. And I'll leave you with this last slide because I think it's so powerful. There will never be the right time in your life to do great things. You must create that time, and greatness will follow. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe in